Mike in Vermont, what's happening at your house?
I've got a mold problem I'd like to get rid of.
Well, you don't like the trails in your yard falling down, unwanted visitors?
Yes, I'd like to get rid of them.
Well, Mike, the first step is to control the grubs that are beneath the dirt, because that's the protein that the moles are feeding on. So you need to use grub control, you know, something like GrubX or a product like that to reduce the grubs. I used to have a very, very severe mold problem, and once I got rid of the grubs, the moles went away. The other thing that you could do is you could try to eradicate them through different forms of pesticides. For example, there's a product out there called Ramic Green that's very good. You break a hole in the top of the mold tunnel, drop a few of these pellets in, the moles chew them, and then they die. So
yeah, but keep kids and pets out of the yard for a few days.
Yeah, that's why we don't like to recommend the poison, because you can't really control who else gets to it. There could be a beneficial animal that you may like to have around the house, like perhaps a squirrel or something like that.
And we've also heard that moles are very adverse to sound waves. And if you can buy a cheap transistor radio, some battery-operated ones, throw it down into the mole hole, blaring some loud, like 80s rock hair band music, and they will go running.